outstanding arrests in Ottawa. I'm Roger Stern, Fox News. Police in Canada's capital have begun arresting truckers who have blocked streets as a protest against COVID vaccine mandates. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal is following that.
On Monday, Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau declared a national public order emergency and said of the trucker protests, they cannot allow illegal and dangerous activity to continue. Friday morning, Ottawa police began tweeting that protesters should leave the secure area they'd blocked off around the protest, saying some are already surrendering and being arrested, adding that people could face severe penalties for failing to cease what they called further unlawful activity, including the failure to remove vehicles and property. They have announced the arrest of Chris Barber, one of the protest organizers, as well as another organizer, Tamara Leach, who was arrested Thursday night. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Here in the U.S., Fox News has learned that Capitol Police in Washington will brief congressional leaders about a potential Ottawa-style truck convoy coming to D.C. As the West fears that a Russian invasion of Ukraine may be only days away, a humanitarian convoy was hit by shelling. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Munich, Germany, for a security conference trying to assure allies that they've taken the right steps.
I think President Putin's been a little bit surprised at that solidarity, at the way that NATO has come together, the European Union has come together.
Vice President Harris is also attending that conference. It's sentencing day for police officer Kim Potter, convicted of manslaughter in the killing of a 20-year-old black man, Dante Wright, near Minneapolis. Potter says she grabbed her pistol by mistake and shot him when she meant to use a taser. She could face 15 years in prison. Prosecutors are asking for no more than 8.5. America is listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
More disruptions could be coming to Minnesota schools now that teachers have voted to authorize a strike. Fox's Jeff Manasseh.
Our schools.
Teachers in both Minneapolis and St. Paul have overwhelmingly voted in favor of a possible strike after failed negotiations in their demands that include smaller class sizes, student resources, and more pay.
It doesn't have to be this way, and we're going to do something about it.
Minneapolis Teachers Union President Greta Callahan, both districts for now holding off on a decision to strike with additional mediation scheduled, both cash-strapped school districts, saying right now they just don't have the money to meet all of the teachers' demands. Jeff Manasseh, Fox News.
A sad day on Capitol Hill. Minnesota Republican Congressman Jim Hagedorn has died after a battle with kidney cancer. Confirmation coming in a Facebook post by his wife. Hagedorn had followed his father's footsteps into Congress. He was 59. Texas is taking a look at TikTok. State Attorney General Ken Paxton says drug cartels may be using the video sharing app to recruit people to smuggle drugs and migrants over the Mexican border.
They supposedly are recruiting teenagers through TikTok and the cartels and using it to smuggle people, drugs.
Paxton speaking on Mornings with Maria on the Fox Business Network. It's a big day for NASA, as Fox's Carmen Roberts explains.
1 year ago Friday, the Perseverance rover touched down on Mars.
Safely on the surface of Mars, ready to begin seeking the sands of past life.
NASA and the Jet Propulsion Laboratory are celebrating the one-year anniversary of the life-seeking Perseverance rover and its little helicopter called Ingenuity and their amazing discovery.
I'm Roger Stern, Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.